Introduction. When analyzing crimes throughout the history of mankind, the intrinsic value of a crime is found in either the heroic capture of the villains perpetrating the crime, or the amazing genius through which the perpetrator carried out the heinous deeds. It seems strange, but there is a certain admiration for those who have been able to carry out crimes completely unknown. Today, there are numerous crimes that remain classified as unsolved, even though the world has been introduced to the perpetrator, either via their personal testimony prior to death or the general consensus of the public. With television documentaries and series being made about these famous criminals, there is a definite intrigue manifest by the world towards those who have thwarted the law successfully for years. Even today, as news of terrible crimes is presented, the relief of knowing the criminal has been caught is only equaled by the silent cheers of those hoping the villain deters the hand of the law. Delving deeper into this topic, one will come across the world of criminal violence, that is, crime committed by crime lords against other crime lords. In a world where the law is shunned and a police presence is likened to a quick death, the only justice comes from the man-made court, ruled by politics and human desire. Often, he who holds the most influence with men of enforcement wields the most power. Crime agencies have revealed this area of crime as being one that has thousands of unsolved crimes. With criminals evading the law, there are many cases that have failed to be solved simply because the resources of the surrounding law enforcement agencies are not present. One such crime involves one of the most feared crime lords of the century, Frank Sheeran. Most recently idolized in the multi-million-dollar film The Irishman, Frank Sheeran's life is now synonymous with the life of Jimmy Hoffa, a man the world has yet to find. A man feared almost as much as Al Capone, Frank Sheeran was an American labor union official who appears now to have been orchestrating more than simply labor contracts. Even as Frank worked his way up the organizational ladder in the International Brotherhood of Teamsters, he was orchestrating crime and murders with criminal groups such as the Bufalino crime family. The Bufalino crime family is a criminal organization that still operates today in northwestern Pennsylvania. Most famous for occupying cities such as Scranton, the Bufalino crime family has long been associated with some of the most grisly crimes committed in America, a group that truly stops at nothing to assert their dominance and authority over their counterparts. During the 1980s, Frank would become famous for using organized crime to achieve his agenda within the labor unions. While this was public knowledge, the local officials had little they could pin on him as an organized crime leader, leading to a greater sense of confidence and even more unruly crimes.